But and maiden voyage and me being first there, the people of the ship, whoever they are, they gave orders that, of course, you get all the best things to eat and all that, just because this first time when we went to France, you know, can the third class we're traveling, third class, so much so that near a porthole you can see the sea, and if the sea was like storm, the water might come in, so the host, what's her name, the stewardess will come and shut the porthole, lock it, and put the key somewhere, I don't know, the captain's place or somewhere, room. But I was seasick. I want fresh air. I opened my eyes, dark room. Just four little berths there for us, you know, what do you call them? Myself, Khurshid, Naja, and Mani. So we were that little thing. And so I was seasick very badly. And Baba's come and asked some, has she eaten something or something? This, you know. I said, I don't want anything else. I was like, you must have some fruit juice, Baba. Put some fruit juice in. I had to drink that. Anyway, it was very, very not nice at all. But the fun was it that after some days when I was groggy, but like this, Baba said, you must see the ship. Come on, if you walk, if you like. So, middle of the night at 2 o'clock, we were waking up because the people of the ship were all sleeping. And that time we had to go and see the sea and the ship and the deck. And what do you believe that? So, some people who must have opened their eyes must have thought we're all mad people. Where are we going? Yeah, we had to climb the staircase, holding on. Anyway, Baba said, see the sea when you come on the deck. When I saw the sea, I felt more seasick because it was monsoon time, June, July, or something. And the Arabian Sea that has the rivers flowing into it, I don't know, Bombay starts raining and whatever. Storm at sea. Our ship was like eggshell, a huge, big piano lined with very big shape. Three, what do you call it, terrace or whatever it is. It was very lovely, but yes, to see the sea, rough waters, oh, like mountains, again like this, like mountains, you know. I saw everything. I saw, Baba, I've seen the sea, Baba, I think it's enough. Yeah, and I just wanted to leave the deck and fresh everything, but to see the sea and everything moving around me, I was getting seasick. Anyway, the Baba said, come on, and we all went down again, like drunkards, you know. Then we went to our bed. But what I want to tell you is this. So in the cabin, daylight, but porthole shut, electric light burning, and I opened my eyes. I just saw the electric light and dark. I said, is it daylight or is it night? I used to ask them. So, and then the engine was down below us. It went duck, 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 duck. Oh, it was awful. And then they shut the window, no air. I said, my God, I'm feeling worse. Please have this bottle open. I want fresh air. So Rano would go and she'd tell Noreena Machiavelli, all well-dressed and this and sophisticated, she'd go to the captain, talk sweet to him, sweet means nicely to him, and say, we want the porthole, please, can we have the key of number so and so? The captain said, of course. He saw Noreena already. Then he gave the key, and Noreena come and open the porthole, and the porthole opened. Oh, we were very happy and all that. But after, how many hours after that, you know, when she brought in the food, I think, I forget now, the hostess came in, hostess or stewardess, whatever, she came, and then she said, oh, who opened the porthole? And then she was a bit not upset, and she, I don't know, she had the keys with her, what? She shut the porthole, and again, we were without air. So we waited for her to go, and you know, that she won't come back, and now, and again, the keys are brought, again, the porthole, and this went on, we opened it, she shut it, we opened it. This is how we went to Cannes, third class. We have no idea how I suffered, yes. I couldn't keep anything down. And everything would just come out, it's awful, it was. Anyway. I can't tell you something is very funny, but I won't tell you it's not nice. You know, we had chamber pots in old time, the heavy
porcelain
things were there. All right, that if anybody is sick, then they can, for bathroom, they can. The students were keen about that. All right, it was there. But I tell you what, when we got on the boat, you know, we all very happy. Oh, this is fine. Oh, this is, well, four glasses. One, this is yours, this is mine. Oh, there. Hangers, oh yes, oh lovely cupboard, oh, whatever. You're just happy, and all that. And students brought in food, size, and money, say thank you. And she knows that we are educated people. We are not such just Indians, we're educated. we should look our best. Money will say thank you, oh yes, please, excuse me. Oh, yes. We went very polite like this. Now, why I'm telling you, you know. So, when I got sick, you know, the first day, As soon as steamer started, till then I was okay. Even as started, I was okay. I didn't feel, but maybe slightly, but I didn't have the idea. But Baba came. Baba came and Baba said, you know, the sea, we are in the mid-ocean and this, the boat is rolling. Do you feel anything, seasick or anything? Not feel anything, you're fine? Just the power of suggestion. And I felt seasick. Just stand in front of Baba, I felt seasick. Baba, yes, I'm seasick. And I ran. And I just climbed in my boat, you know. And I didn't get down. I just stuck there. I said, Baba, I'm seasick. Baba said, what should we do? And Baba, no, I can't stand anymore. And, you know, it was very funny. From that day, I was seasick till we came to the Red Sea. Raven Sea was very, very rough. Then we came to the Red Sea, the canal, and very hot. So hot that we've never known anything so hot. And summer also in India, nowhere. You could see both the banks, the Swiss Canal. Now, the cameras on this side, I know what on this side. We watched it. It was very nice because we were not feeling seasick. And Baba said, I feel nice. I give you some very nourishing thing to eat, you know, all to make up for all the nourishment. So Baba sent for chocolate ice cream. And I don't care for milk things, you know, but as Baba wants me to give it. What do you call it? Nourishing. So I said, yes, Baba. And so Baba was sitting by my side. And then Baba said, Rano, bring the ice cream and the soda and the ice cream, the glass. And then Baba poured soda in it, you know. Okay, and Baba said, drink it. This will soda will digest and the milk will go in. And then you feel nice and strong. Right? I drank it. And I drank it, what do you think? After drinking, giving the glass away. Not in 1 minute. I brought it all out. Oh, I felt so bad. Baba was so this thing, and I was so silly. I couldn't keep anything down still. Never mind. Then later on, I was feeling better in the Mediterranean and all that. We saw that Stromboli, what do you call this?
The volcano
and whatnot. And all. Then it was okay.
Did you take
it on the deck to see all this? Yes, and then, yeah. It was very nice when it was. Boat stopped at Aden. Then I felt, well, as soon as it stopped, you know, then I had a drink of something, you know, and then we went on deck. On the small deck, it was very nice. Nobody was there. Me and Baba were seated on the deck around, and the lights reflection in the sea from the shops and on the banks of the, not banks, but the seashore, whatever it is. Aden was very lovely like that because they had all the town facing the sea or something like that. Anyway, and we waited there. It was nighttime, it was not daytime. It was very cool and beautiful. Aden is warm, but being like in the open, very lovely, and so on. Anyway, what I want to tell you is this, that in third class, we went there with all this difficulty also. So when coming, Baba remembered, and so I said, we go in first class this time on a deck, and you all won't feel sick and all that. You want us to enjoy our going there, not feel sick and sour over it, you know, on our journey like that. So we were on a deck, it was very beautiful, Sir Cassia, and a very lovely service and all that. There were a lot of dry fruit in a lovely silver bowl like that. Now, who's going to eat the dry fruit, Baba? We were so full with the fish and the chicken and what all of this. Yeah, many, many nice things, whatever you ordered, they would give you. But it was, they were so happy with the first people on the boat that they said, we want to give you a Christmas dinner. December is not quite certain, but it was end of November, so they Christmas dinner, the turkey and I do water. Every day, ice cream, every day, this, every day, it was every day. But so Christmas cake, Noreen had ordered, and so she went to the kitchen. And she, what she did, you know, she had her ring and she put in one part of the cake and had it baked and all that, you know. And she had a little sign made with almonds. I don't know what she did, something she did. Anyway, she was very full of lightness to give Baba a surprise and all. So when the cake came on the table after eating all that, she told Baba, Baba, you must cut the cake. See, it's nice here. You cut this piece and you must take this. So Baba took that piece and when he broke it, this ring came out. Baba, this is, Baba, that's for you and all. So it's very sweet of Noreena like that. So that was a little surprise and nice Christmas. You know. They were, the ship people were very happy to have the first ones boarding the ship. Maiden voyage. So they were ball and dance and cinema and whatnot. And we didn't go to cinema. Mickey Mouse and all the people laughing would hear, but Baba didn't want us to go, so we didn't go. But it was all nice things to eat. And so I said, Baba, I'll get upset. Thomas, I'm like, no, exercise, we're sitting in the cabin, all things coming and eating. And I'm the one that can't digest so easily. No, I want exercise. So I told Baba, I can't eat anymore, Baba. It's too much rich thing. And Baba said, no, then we must have exercise. What exercise? And Baba was new. He said, there's a gymnasium room, and we go to that gymnasium room and exercise. So Baba told Norina to see when the gymnasium room is not used and vacant. That time, ask the captain for the key or whoever. Anyway, Norina brought the key, opened the gymnasium room, and then we all together. We were very massive. You know, the Khosha's mother was there, Khosha was there, Walu was there with Baba, myself, Khosha, Mani, we all there. With Norina, Elizabeth was not there. Elizabeth had to go back to America for some business. Nani had to go back because she had a newborn, what do you call it, grandchild, yes. So on. So she had to see the grandchild and then come, Baba said. So Baba knew that she would not return to America again. That's why. All right, then what happened was this. Yeah, we got in a gymnasium. Oh, nice, very big room with so many things inside, you know. Electric horse, electric
bicycle.
Yeah. Bicycle, you have to, it was made such a way that you have to, what's the train? Paddle with, not easily like an ordinary bike. It made it difficult. But you have to use your strength because you have to have exercise. So Baba would get on one bicycle. And there was a watch there, and Baba said, now let's see who goes first, how much miles we do. And so, yeah, I was struggling with my short legs. I don't know what I was doing. Anyway, Baba, every time Baba won. Then on the electric horse, bump, 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 bump. And then the boat, small boat, you know, on the ground, it was. You sit in it and with the wheels, and you put your foot on the board, something. And the seat is on the wheel, I don't know. Anyway, it was made so that it was very lovely, you know, like rowing. No, it's made so that everything was in its place, and yet you had that exercise, the rowing. Then there's one place where there's a little height like that, and a big, what do you call it? I don't know what it was. Balloon, not a balloon, but a rubber thing, and something was. Basket. And then you put on here, you box that, and so on. So Mani would get at the size of Mabri. I was trying to do that. Anyway, there was an electric belt on the wall there, you know. The whole thing was made of wood, I think. And there were steps there. You must climb the steps, step, and come back, climb, and come. All these exercises you must do inside. But there was one electric belt, one by one we all tried it on. It was very nice, you know. Went around here, then you can turn around yourself. So with the belt is, you can put your tummy there, or your back here, size here, all Oh, Masi liked it so much. As soon as Masi came in the room, she said, Norina, I want the belt. She would go for the belt, so we let her have the belt. It was real fun. It was very nice feeling. Everything massage, very nice.
You went back more than once.
And we went every day in the afternoon, maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and nobody was there. Very nice. It was, yeah, that was the gymnasium room, so then we could eat well. We were paying for the passage, you know. Good money. So Baba said, why not have exercise also, eat and all, and enjoy yourself. So it was 8 days when we saw the girls, you know, Westerners, where we were all in the bathing suit or what, swimming suit, where they were all passing by our window. We had nice fun watching through the window. Baba let us see that. Otherwise, we didn't mix, and I mean, we were allowed to have our food in our own cabin. So Baba was to sit on my berth, you know. And the table, man, aside myself, Mani, Khoshid, Najan, we all ate together. So one time, the boat, and it was Mediterranean, I still remember. The boat very slightly was rolling, very slightly. We didn't notice it, but it was. We did not know. Baba had fried fish on his table. What a shame it was. I like it now because it's so sweet. You know, the plate, Baba's plate. Why Baba's plate? I don't know. Because Baba was sitting this side. That's why the boat was going like this. So Baba was sitting. Anyway, this plate came near the edge. But we did not. We were looking up and eating and like this. Looking at Baba's face. We were not looking at Baba's plate. So the plate came on the edge of the table and fell in Baba's lap with the fish and everything. Oh, because Baba said, what's this? And Baba was in English suit and lovely, with pants, you know, slacks and all that. Oh, we were so like this, and we all started from the, there was a carpet, lovely rug and all that, and we started to pick it up, you know, my, it all just gets smelly, and what to do now? How they see these Indian people. The more we tried to behave, the more, you know, all these things went wrong. I was in my mind, cleaned up and all that, sent for, so Norina sent for more and so on. Rana was there, she would do it also. And this is where at least funny things sometimes happen. In the bathing room, it's very nice. You had sweet water and salt water, both you can have a shower. First shower with salt water, you want sea water? That came, you know, in a big, what it was, forced like that on you, like that. And then under the soft water, sweet water, then you can have your wash yourself. Right. Very nice it was.
Attached in your cabin.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, separate. A very nice boat was. And then they, on the, in the passage they marked arrows. If anything danger, then you must follow the arrow or something. So this boat was quite new, they said. But one day, it sounded very loud sound in the machine. Duck, it went like this. And the boat slowed down. Oh, I said, it's new machine, something's gone wrong. Come on, we all wear our clothes and get ready if they tell us to get in the lifeboat. So I started wearing my skirt, sari skirt, you know, we wear dress or something. Anyway, a girl said, what are you doing, Mehra? Why are you wearing sari? I said, no, see, the sound and the thing has gone slow, the boat. But it's not sinking, they said. But I said, but why not be prepared? And then last moment, we can't put on our saris. It was very funny. Then the message came, and Noreen and the others all came, that don't be afraid, that it's okay, that part of the mission has been prepared, and there's another mission that is working still, whatever, then we'll be all right. All these funny things that happened. And then when we went on the certain deck, we were not seasick at all. We were fine. And sunshine, Baba took in the morning and made a stand at the end of the deck there, where it was a very big enclosure for children with the wire netting, very lovely big diamonds like that, big, and little table, little chairs, and little books, painting and scribbling, whatever it was there, everything. There were ayahs and maids to look after the children. There was a room that was, what would you call it? Children's room means nursery. Nursery, yes. And the nursery was a very lovely room with nursery rhymes painted on the wall. Cinderella and the pumpkin carriage and all that, very lovely. Yeah, very lovely. So we all just went, why not come and look all around here and see the boat? So we went and looked around. Very nice. And then Deva. And on the deck, Irene had taught us in Cannes to do knit socks. So we were knitting socks for Baba and ourselves. You know, it was very difficult counting the stitches and all that. Anyway, Mani also would tell me, teach me. We would sit there knit, and then look at the children also and look at the sea. And it was very lovely for a little while in the sun. Then we came back with Baba. It wasn't crowded. See, there were so very few people in the world. It wasn't crowded at all. It was very nice. Everybody went in Cannes, it was so nice. Lovely French villas and gardens and lovely trees. It was so beautiful. So we admired it and all that. And our house was sitting on the side of a hill. So from our house, we could see the sea far, far away. Like, not very far, but yet far. And so on. Bay, huge bay. And in the nighttime, the lights around the bay, so the like diamond necklace. It was very lovely and all that. And then the people, fashionable people, sunbathing, whatever, everything nice. So we could see from far, tiny figures, we couldn't see them clear, but very pictures, nice, pretty look, and so on. From the little terrace, small terrace we had, the drawing room. There was a piano in the drawing room. Baba wanted us to, Kitty asked Baba, so Baba's all right, Mehra used to learn piano, all right, you can teach a piano. So yeah, I was practicing piano, which was very funny. Anyway, and then Villard, what's her name?
Anita
Villard and Andre. They both from Paris, I think, anyway. The Baba told them that every morning they must come to us and be in the drawing room with us and talk. So Mani wanted to practice her French with her, and so they had fun and they laughed and all that. But we were told not to go to the kitchen.
So
only with Baba we visited once to see what the kitchen is like, you know, old-time, lovely range of fireplace, what is it called, I don't know. But it was old-time, a lot of coal had to be in the thing, and then there was an oven and this and that, and it was very nice, and Irene cooked well. But most of the time it was boiled cauliflower or cabbage with a little bit of dressing and some other thing. And one day Baba said, Baba said, no, today you cook Indian fashion, Naja will help. And so Naja has to come and show her, spice it all. That day we were quite happy to have our own kind of food. Yeah. And then after, in some time, Baba had lunch with us, you know. Baba had bought his rice. Baba eat very fast, you know. Rice, you don't have to eat very slowly. So then Baba finished quickly before we could finish, And Baba, after washing hands, at the sink, and Baba, and Elizabeth knew that Baba loved games. So after the dining table here, there was a space like that. And the wall, there was a big board with a bullseye. Would you
darts.
Hit darts, yes. And the darts were put in a box. And Baba took all the darts and started playing, you know. Oh, yes, Baba's playing. I would love to play also. So I very quickly finished what man and joined Baba, and Baba would play. And then Baba gave me also a chance to throw. Every time Baba would throw so near the bullseye and always hit the bullseye also. But I was struggling and struggling. By the time the others finished eating, Baba finished his game also to play. No, Baba just played for 5 minutes.
Did you ever go down to the beach?
Yes, but we didn't know. The swimming. No swimming. Let me see. What you, so we didn't know swimming. But we knew swimming when Margaret joined the ashram, you know. That was late. This was 37. Margaret came 1940 in Bangalore. So one day they all said, Baba, we go for sightseeing and all that. So we went to see these gardens and houses and villas and all that. It was lovely, very lovely. To us it was very lovely because we don't see those kind of nice houses, different kind. Anyway, we went around. Then one day they said, Baba, there's a beach and we know how to swim, Baba. And can we go and swim and you also be there? And we like it, Baba, if you like it, Baba. And they asked Baba's permission, suggestion. So I was, yes, why not? Come on. And so they all, so Irene and many others, Kitty and Rana, who all went in the sea to. But such a place it was, Baba said, it has to be very private. So they had found a private spot. A little rocky at the time, but they had to go deeper in, and then it was nice sea. Then they swam there. There was no, not a soul around there. Because the real fashionable beach was here, that bay. Then we had to go around far away somewhere, then we motored, and then we found the spot where they had already found, somebody had found it, they guided us there, and these girls, then they all swam. Yes, 10 minutes maybe Baba gave them. Baba, everything fast. Yeah, then we came back home. Better just look at them, admire them, but we couldn't swim anything. Irene, poor thing, she went with her wristwatch, she forgot, and she got all the water in the wristwatch, and it went bad. She was very nice and sweet and can. Very. She herself wanted to teach us to knit socks. Come on, I'll teach you this and that. And she cooked so well. She went to marketing. She brought mushrooms and all that. Baba liked mushrooms. So Baba liked mushrooms. And, of course, we all. But I wanted, she was very fine. She was 21 only, and she was very good-looking. She had all the fuzzy hair and that. And she looked like, I think maybe she had colored hair. I don't know. Anyway, they were all born. Then one day she asked me, should I dance for Baba? Or I feel shy, but I like to dance for Baba. The Blue Danube, you know. I said, yes, Baba loves to see you dance. Why not? Baba likes everything. Baba likes singing, dancing. Baba's very open-natured, you know, happy in that way. Likes people to see them happy. So she dressed that evening. She had an evening dress, lovely light green satin flowing dress. And very beautiful she looked. And then she had in the drawing room this, what do you call this? Then walls, Strauss, what is it called? Blue Danube. On the record, Rana was, somebody was playing and Irene came in all the flowing on. She did all this and this. And she did very pretty. She went round and round. Yeah. And she was very happy that she danced for Baba. So that's why she was very happy in Cannes. And in India she was happy too. But as I tell you, not to come was this. What happened then? After we left Cannes, Irene was not with us. She went home to her parents' place and all that. Everybody went home, of course. Many had come to Cannes in another house. Another house, there were men and women and all, different places like that. And our house was quite separate on the hillside. It was a very big, lovely house. So Irene could do Baba's room also. She was very happy about that and so on. What do they want to see?
She went back to her parents' house.
Yes. And so when we came back to India, we were in Mehrabad. Elizabeth came a little bit later to celebrate Baba's birthday, 38th birthday. And we all were there. Some from Bombay came. Nobody was allowed till then. Till 1937, no one was allowed. No Baba lover. We only four girls with Sunamasi. We all in our, you know, that big room was our bedroom, and Baba's bedroom somewhere outside, I don't know where it was. And always a mandali means one of the men attended. Always Baba had somebody with him in the night time. So, this Baba can't speak and all that, and also, and before that, Baba had. In Jhopri time, Baba had somebody to sit outside. He was alone in the Jopri. Jopri, no? Ferguson College that time. His state was something different. So anyway, what was I saying? Yeah. Then, you know, to make this thing the story, morning we all had gathered on Baba wanted us all. So Norina, everybody was with us. Now, we were in Mehrabad. From Mehrabad, it was after Baba's birthday, it was month of March, and March was getting warm, and Baba did not like the Westerners to feel so hot and maybe it affects the health. But Baba had another plan. Plan was, when we are absent in Mehrabad, then they can build the top story. Mm-hmm. You know, the, what do you call it? Yeah, study hall. The top of our bedroom as well as the museum room. It was not there. Mm-hmm. It was only a roof. So all the roof was taken away and this was built, flat, and so on. A lovely big room on the top they built. You know? And how Baba knew that more Baba lovers will be coming. And so before that, Norina, Elizabeth, Nani, Rano, Kitty, all of them in the newsroom room, you know, bed next to the other bed next to her. Nobody had a private corner, and elderly women have one private corner, you know, to make up their face, this, that, the hair, whatever they do, they have to. So how they went through that inconvenience, because they love Baba. And Norina, Liz, what's her name, Nani, she was a better, how would you say? Wealthy family, you know, her husband was wealthy, you know. And Norina was that way. Everything that left her to be in this room, to be crowded inside, and only one door, no windows. Yeah, no windows, can you imagine? Ventilation on the top. But they never complained. Yeah. Toilets, you have to go out in the sun far away to wash your teeth, or to go out there. You have seen the place where, you know, and the, everything, rain, sunshine, well, everything outside. They go with umbrellas, whatever they do. They went through all this inconvenience, quietly, not a word, complain. Yeah, and so Baba fell for them. So we went to Panjgani. Baba took us to Panjgani in March, maybe 10th of March, 15th of March. It was very hot. And so Baba gave orders to Pendu and Padri to have the top thing built and all that, and we were not there. And we, in the meantime, were in Panjgani, nice air, you know, in the hill station. So all the Westerners were there. Nice, ordinary, nice house it was. And Baba had must, that time, Mahmud was there, must. And same compound, there was a separate little cottage. And the Mas, Baba, and the Mandli all stayed in that little house, far from our house. The same compound, belonged to the same owner, a little bit distance, to the big compound, far away. And we stayed in this house. And that was Panjgani. And when we, yes, then there Baba told some of us, all the group, Norina and everybody, Elizabeth and Rana, they all come and be seated. Baba wants to talk. We all were there. What Baba wants to say, Baba talked about something, this and that, and going to Mehrabad, whatever. And then Baba said, do you think if I call Irene, will she come? So Rano and Kitty said, oh yes, Baba, she will. And Baba looked at Nani and said, what do you think, Nani? Nani said, Baba, she'll fly to you. No, just imagine. She said, no, Nani said that. No, they were not us. Anyway, then Baba said, all right, told Kitty, you write a letter, tell her, invite her to come to India. And so Kitty wrote a very nice letter and tempted her to say, see, we are in hill stations, lovely valleys and hills, and you like it to rain, it's so beautiful, the air and everything, to tempt her, to make her come to India, you know, because she knows it is in Switzerland, it's a beautiful place. So all nice things Kitty wrote, the lovely trees and garden, whatever she wrote, I don't know, in the air very Irene wrote back to say, there's no place more beautiful than Switzerland. And Switzerland has better hills and mountains, and we have lakes here and whatnot. She wrote like that, would you believe? And she didn't say yes or a coming. And I love Switzerland. I don't know, something she said so that we knew she was saying no to come, you know. The letter was read to Baba. Baba was just for Baba. Said, Nani, see, you said she would reply to me. Well, she's not saying one word, oh, I will come. She's just praising Switzerland, and she loves Switzerland. She likes it there. She has better hills and gardens or whatever she has there. So that letter was sent. Then Baba said, never mind, try again. So, again, and the letter was written, but I don't know the details because I don't put my head too much in what I hear. But that time maybe she must have agreed. And Nadine was to come from America and she had to join in Switzerland with Heidi, Helen Dam and Irene, four of them. Came later when we came to Mirabad from Panchgani. What is that? Panchgani?
Well, you were in Paksa.
Yeah, Panchgani.
No,
Panchgani, we came to this PWD bungalow because the upstairs was not completed as yet, the building. And so we were told to wait. So we waited for a month or two, and then the thing was completed. Then we went, you know. Then, by the time it was Baba's birthday, and by the time Elizabeth arrived in January, I don't know, beginning of February, and Nani also arrived, and some other Baba lovers arrived from Bombay, and Baba's birthday was celebrated first time with all the other Baba lovers from Bombay, and so on. So, Irene was there. Irene arrived with Nadine and Helen Dam, who has painted in the murals in the Samadhi. She was the biggest woman, Helen Dam.
She didn't come just for that reason.
No, she was asked to come because Hedy knew Helen Dam, and Hedy knew she was an artist and all that. So Hedy saw that she had spoken to her. She was friends, so she had spoken to her and told her, would she go into India? Would she like to come and all that? And Helen Dam was that type who liked spiritual atmosphere. She was going to church and loved Christ, so she liked to come with Hedy because she was great friends with Hedy, and she knew Irene also. So they are going, all right, I'll accompany you. And she came, quite willingly she came. And she did all this painting, sleeping on a back, on a what do you call this?
Scaffold.
And she did this beautiful painting. It was so lovely, Baba's face, but so many years passed, so many years, dust and the dryness in the air made the paint go bad, means scabs, you know, like that. I don't know what you call it. Cracks here, there. So, after Baba dropped his body, Mani, we all saw that the thing was fading or what. It was quite good, but somehow they saw it has to be renewed. I don't know why they did. Baba's face was so lovely. His eyes were so melting, beautiful, lovely, and compassion and love in his eyes. Mani. Very beautiful. But this bhaiya, you know, and then Mani was looking for an artist. Artists from Lucknow, artists from Lahore, I don't know, artists from Delhi, I don't know, everywhere artists, they all came and they talked, fine things and all that, but they didn't come back. No artists, then Mani said, what to do? We want this be done, you know, before many Baba lovers come, we must have it all, you know, because it's still not crowded, so we can do it nicely. So, how Baba showed Mani that the artist is here, you know, bhaiya, he was a good artist, but he did not do Baba's eyes properly. It's a shame his voice shouldn't have touched Baba's eyes. That's all I tell Mani.
What was that, her idea? Paint that inside?
The whole thing, her idea.
I mean, she just went in there one day and said, I'd like to paint a mural.
That Baba, I don't know what happened. But did Baba tell her, no, tell her she had the idea herself? I don't know that.
But you saw it only after it was all finished?
Yeah, they told us that she was doing it. So maybe one time Baba took us to see, but detail I don't remember. She had done some of the thing. But the top one, the thing was not done. But then afterwards, when it's completed, then Baba took us to see. Because Baba didn't let us go around anywhere, everywhere, like that.
But you knew then that that was to be Baba's tomb in the future.
Yeah, because that pit was there, what do you call it? Crypt pit.
Yeah,
what was
it? Used to stay there.
Yeah, Baba had slept in there in Prem Ashram time. It was seclusion, silence, seclusion, fast and doing universal work. All four things in that small room with that hole in the thing. It's terrific. That nice feeling. And Baba was there all the time, day and night. Then after some days, he did come out. And then he was on fast coffee, 2 cups of coffee. That's it. And that's also the boy who brought this coffee. Natalie, he was drinking on the way. So Baba didn't get his quota of 2 cups of coffee. He got only 1.5 maybe. That's all. But he was teaching all the Premashram boys about God, for love for God and discourses, what they can digest, how they, Baba knew how to tell them and to get it in their mind, you know, of spiritual. And so then they, it was so very beautiful what Baba told them and all that. Anyway, they all loved Baba so much that they started a holy Baba time. They wouldn't let Baba go, and then it was a real thing. That's why it's called Premashram. Prem means love ashram. Very beautiful boy. That high boy, that high. And one or two came from Persia and I don't know, somewhere. Araba was there.
No.
And from the village, you know, untouchable boys that are untouchable means, you know. Harijans, yes, they also, Baba, same, on same level. Brahmins, or whoever their Parsi is, all same, Baba. Never. Never, yeah. As I told you, in many things, Baba, even clean the boys' latrines, I tell you. Yeah, actually clean with a broom and all that. It was not modern fitting at all. And he did. What I want to say, for some time. Well, I want to show that there's no, he was giving, now I see that he's giving his example, there's no shame in doing any kind of honest work, you know. Yes, never be ashamed of doing anything. So one Baba Lava here, in the Western Baba Lava, he had no money, but he wanted to make money very fast to come here, he was so eager. So he did certain kind of work that is not clean work, it seems. Swiss work, where it is not clean something. And he did that work. He says, it was so awful, but I did it. I had to go to India. And such Baba Lava also. Very touching, very touched. Anyway, you can have a clean bath and all that, clean yourself and all that. Isn't that now? And what antiseptic you use. It's only our mind that is strong. There's, Baba says, the mind, mental world is very strong. It doesn't leave you even to the sixth plane, Baba said. When you're on the sixth plane, the mind is still there, but the mind is beautiful, because still thinking of God, but it's thinking. But when it's one with God, seventh plane, then no mind, then it's one with God. Then they come down like Baba, you know, to do the world, work in the world, serve the humanity, serve humanity. So that's all. Yes, Irene, yeah. I told you about Irene.
You know, all those years you've been vegetarian, then on the ship, that was Baba let you eat anything.
What?
All the years in India, you've been vegetarian.
Yeah.
So in cans, you released that?
No, in cans, we were still vegetarians. It's a pity we were vegetarians. Because we had so much nice fish there, no? It was all seaside. No, we were vegetarians. But on the boat, then Baba let us eat. Yeah. And we loved to eat lovely fish and whatever. Very nice. Baba gave us a nice time. Baba was very sweet then. Because we were strict vegetarians for many years. Till we came to Baba, I was 16. And I don't remember till her, maybe. I don't remember when we ate. It was 1948. When we went from here, we didn't have vegetables. We were vegetarians still when we came here in 48, 47. Then I think at Kaushal Banu's place, there, I think once in a while. I think so. Still, I can't remember. I think so. But not every day. Once a week, or once in 15 days. I must ask Nadia, she will remember that. That is 1948. So from 1924 to 48, we were all vegetarians so long. And most of the time, dal and rice, curry and rice, dal and rice. I don't know how we kept our strength, but Baba gave.
No eggs.
And no milk to drink. And first when we came to Baba, there's no milk in the tea also. And no breakfast, no chapati, no bread, nothing. Just hot water and few leaves of dry leaves, a tea. And mint from the garden, there's no garden, but we grew some mint there, so a few leaves of mint, and what do you call it, lemongrass? Mm-hmm. And that has no nourishment, but just flavor. It's very nice. And Baba's mug, the mug in which Baba had his bath, with which we always wash our face with mug and knife. So that, the same mug, Baba had tea in the same mug. We didn't have any extra things in given to Baba, it was very funny. And we all had aluminum glasses. Nothing breakable, nothing can be replaced, nothing can be replaced, so aluminum glass. So when he poured the tea, Baba's, now I remember, we were so stupid, we put Baba's mug also on the ground like ours, you know, around the 4 Mandali, 3 Mandali.
Padre
Gustadi and Naja's old father, and of course Baba was there. So mug, Baba's mug, and all our glasses all in row, then the tea was ready, we stirred it, and through the strainer, Baba's mug with everyone. It was so hot, we had to hold it with the napkins and take it to Baba. Baba was sitting outside on the veranda, and we were inside the room because Baba didn't like his tea made on the fire. That was fire, wood fire was outside this, what do you call it? Wood fire, hearth or fireplace, what do you call it? I don't know what you call it in English. Anyway, we cooked on that fire. But tea, Baba liked it on the stove because he hated the smell of, what do you call it?
Smoke
in the tea. So that's why we've always made it in the primus stove. it would go zoo, 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 very loud. Some people talk loudly and our loud voices would go out on the veranda of our house. But it was good. Our room was private. From the veranda, you couldn't see in the room. There was no window here. There's a little model. Ted Judson has made a, what do you call it?
Model.
Yeah, tiny one. Miniature post office he made. Padre guided him and showed him how it is to be. And that's in the first year somewhere. You have to ask money if you want to see it. And that's that. And Baba sings song. He loved to sing. He had a beautiful voice singing. So how fortunate to have a beautiful voice to sing. Baba loved beautiful voices. Baba, very particular voices. Jai Baba. Of course, composition and all that would be beautiful. And Kavali songs, very beautiful. Spiritual songs to the beloved and this and that to the master. Very lovely. But Baba waited for the singer to start singing. Baba was very impatient. But this singer would not start any singer. They have to sort of this and then. He talks to the person who plays the sitar or the what, harmonium. And he had the tabla, the drum. He talked to them, tell them what tune, listen. And he would go on like this and sit there. And Baba so impatient. Baba looked at the money. He had nice work. Because those people don't know Baba sign, we know. And then Baba to pass it, because he's so impatient, Baba. He was here, you see, he was that. So Baba talked, tell us. You know, he was good singer, don't you think so? I think so, you can sing. Good voice, Baba said. Yes. Then Baba looked at him, he's starting, going to start, when is he going to start? At last, then that man said, ah. Then Baba would be very attentive, you know. So attentive and others, and then when he sang, then Baba make up his mind. Does he like the voice? So if he likes Baba likes the voice, then Baba settles down, you know, comfortably to enjoy the song, because the composition is beautiful and the beautiful voice, and Baba understands every word. High Urdu, we understood some of it, but very high vocabulary we don't understand. But Baba would, and we enjoyed the song, singing, the voice, everything. Loved Kavali song, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Not just tell openly of love, but very beautiful. Reproaches the lover, I mean the beloved. Many, many, many beautiful meanings in this Kavali song. Different kinds.
Lunchtime now.
I feel like telling the meaning of some, but it's very difficult to put in English, you know. One, I don't know, this is because I remember the song, it's not this. It says, to Samane home, my Sizdakar, Lutfa hai Sizdakar. Now, Lutfa, I know the meaning of Lutfa, but English, I don't know the word. This happens with me. Lutfa hai means the joy, the real thing is in having you in front of me and my bowing to you. You are somewhere else and I am somewhere else. Who's going to think and keep saying your name. I don't find any fun. You come in front of me, then it is the real thing to show my love to you. It's very, very beautiful. Yeah. That's only just half a line. The whole Kavali song is very beautiful. Baba loved it. So, you know Francis' songs? No.
No.
No. Very beautiful. Yes. And some are Kavali, like English, but he's tried to make it sound like Kavali song. Baba explained to him because he heard about Kavali, so he told, ask Baba, what, how? What, Kavali songs, what do they say, Baba? So get an idea to write in English that way. So Baba told him that the beloved threshold and all that, and how it says about. You sang the other day about the door, something about to do with the door, or something. I don't know. You sang some of the songs? Door. The beloved's door, or something. I don't know. Anyway, threshold is said, but some songs come. So Baba told him of this and that and all that. So Francis gets the idea and he has composed a few songs that he calls Kavali in English. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Dust
on the master's
sing.
Mm. Let us sing.
In dust I sing.
In dust I sing, huh? That's it.
And let us the people sing is a.
That's just song.
Yeah. It's a poem. It's a long poem in itself.
No.
Song.
It's just a collection of songs.
Mm. Oh, yes. Very beautiful. His language is very beautiful. He has studied it, it seems.
Yeah.
Mm. But Francis is getting very old now, of course. He used to come for Amatiti every time, but now he doesn't come since 2 years. Last year, was he here? Mm. No, he was not here.
But I asked someone, they said he's not coming.
No, not this year. He's not coming. Last year, I was wondering.
Yeah.
I don't believe. Once again he came, after he had been ill, again he had come again one time. Yes, he had come.
Yeah, I remember he came, but I don't know if it was last year or the year before.
Yeah, that I don't know. I also.
And let us have lunch now.
Let us lunch.
Let us have lunch now. I haven't told you any Baba stories. We were just talking about all these things now.
Is it okay? It was
great. Yeah. I'd like to remember some Baba story to tell you.
Tea.
But in the tea time, yeah, that's nice time.
Yes.
Oh, maybe I'll
come to
you. All right.